Ahoy hoy everybody, and welcome to Talking Simpsons, where we hope to one day meet a nice French person. I am your host for this episode, Bob Mackey. Who else is here?
Henry.
Gang? Christopher Antisnub!
I think we should call you Henri Gilbert.
Henri Gilbert.
Because we have another really French-focused episode in this season.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Jacques. Mm-hmm. I forgot the Jacques episode. Then 2 weeks later, there's this one.
No one authentically French, just American voice actors doing French accents. But this is The Crepes of Wrath. Mm-hmm. Here's the crepes, and here's the wrath. And this episode aired on, April 15, 1990. I think there was like a 2 week hiatus since the last movie.
That's how shows used to work.
Yeah.
And man, 5 days, or no, it was on tax day. Man.
Ooh. So what happened on tax day 1990, Chris?
The mad cow death toll has risen to over 10,000 cattle. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles rule the box office, and Snap has the power to sit atop the pop music charts.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I was supposed to hit that sting perfectly, and I didn't. Let's just wait for it.
Whoa. I just see giant spinning industrial fans. That's all I see when this music plays.
Was that in a Simpsons? No, at the gay steel mill, they were playing a different
everybody
song.
Dance now,
yeah,
probably.
I mean,
that's the standard one.
I'll be nice.
Yeah. So this episode this is the last of the production run of this season, and it really feels like it.
Oh,
it feels like a big adventure for Bart.
Yeah.
It's a Bart episode, so that's why I remember it really well.
Yeah, and it's probably his biggest brush with death, and his biggest adventure. Like I said before, and this episode is like written by everyone. If you look at the writing credits, it's just like everybody
it's like four
went
or
in
five
on
people.
Yeah, at least five.
This is George Meyer's first episode as credited writer.
Oh right,
too.
Yeah.
And he's on the commentary for it, and George Meyer is. Before I listened to the commentaries, George Meyer was a mystery man for me because
he doesn't do interviews and stuff, right?
He rarely did interviews, and he never was a credited writer. Mm-hmm. But then I think it was the New Yorker in the late 90s did a piece about how he was the secret sauce of the Simpsons.
It was like the funniest man in Hollywood or something like that. Some kind of grandiose title.
And it was about how he was an extremely unhappy ex-Catholic who hated his family, and he funneled that all into the Simpsons.
And it worked. I mean, I don't think we mentioned the fact that most of the writing staff came from a weird fanzine called Army Man, which was something that
how Sam Simon got him.
Yeah, just writers on the same page, like in terms of humor, got together and made this weird fanzine. You can call it a fanzine, right? Or just a zine. It's just a zine.
It's a zine, Bob.
It's when you publish things not for making money, to get things out there.
It's like Tumblr, kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like all the internet now, I guess.
But I'm pretty sure John Swartzwelder worked on it, and as did George Meyer, and a lot of other people too. So. Mm. They got really lucky that I think James L. Brooks or Matt Groening found this thing.
Mm-hmm. It was Sam Simon. Sam Simon. He kind of took it, though. Not that George Meyer and Swartzwelder.
Yeah.
They didn't just do that. They'd both written for SNL. George Meyer was a writer on the original Late Night with David Letterman. Mm. I actually during the farewell to David Letterman, George Meyer, they dug up a interview George Meyer did on an episode of David Letterman where it was like, oh, it's the last 5 minutes of this episode of Letterman. Let's just talk to a writer. Hey, who are you, George Meyer? Hey, I'm George Meyer. And actually, George Meyer has some, I'd say, Bob Mackey-ish qualities to him.
Oh, really?
A little bit. Yeah, you should check him out.
I think he's got the same haircut as me.
A similar haircut, a similar kind of good-natured but dark vibe to him, and intelligent, all that.
I take that as a compliment, Henry.
Yeah,
thank you.
A shitty guy with B.O.
Yeah.
That's B.M., Chris, Bob Mackey.
So what happens in Crepes of Wrath? Sorry.
This is an episode I feel one character shines truly the brightest, and that would be Principal Seymour Skinner, where I think we meet his mom for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Agnes has never been nicer.
True.
People, no roughhousing on the monkey bars. You there. Tuck in your shirt. Watch it. I saw that.
You certainly have done awfully well for yourself, Spanky.
Mother, please don't call me Spanky on school grounds.
Love Skinner. Still wearing rocking his purple suit, though. Don't care for that.
But she has the reaction of, oh, Bart seems like such a nice boy, which even Miss Skinner, 3 years later, would want to, beat Bart to death or something.
So it starts out with Bart crippling Homer. Due to making a
because
mess.
Of his messy room, which I could identify with as
me
a
too.
Kid.
Yeah. I don't think I ever hurt my parents like that. I mean, not physically.
Also, Bart earned a frog, owns a frog, which never happened again.
Henry, I'm sorry. It's dead. He goes to France.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, he did own a frog. He took a frog to Australia. That's what the frog is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different frog, though. Totally different species.
It couldn't possibly have lived that long.
Well, that actually, frogs live longer than you think. Mm. But that Bart, I wondered if the frog was just a... Was that a reference to French people being
it
called
is.
Frogs?
And I can get to that when we get to that scene, okay. if you want. Or unless I can,
no,
I can say
I
it now. Like, Bart is staring at the frog in the jar, and he says, that's a life of a frog. That's a life for me. And then immediately Marge walks in and goes, Bart, how would you like to spend the next 3 months in France? It wasn't until fairly recently that, I mean, I think it was like the John Kerry, like George W. Bush elections where I realized like frog meant French. Mm-hmm. I had never really heard that before.
My dad, he had to explain it to me because it was a clip of John McEnroe losing his shit in a tennis match in France. Uh-huh. And then he just starts screaming at the crowd, you're all a bunch of fucking frogs! And my dad's like, Jesus Christ, like, why is that funny? And he's like,
I don't
okay.
know if the French are personally offended by that.
Son, let
know.
Me tell you, this is racism.
I don't know what the... Well,
and you can laugh at it when it happens to French people.
I don't know what the French... what they care for or not. Like, I think they don't care for most English speakers, like Americans in particular, but that...
The arrogance.
The arrogance of the American. Oh, you American with your French flag.
The thing is, all white people are rude. We're just rude in different ways.
Yeah.
I'm more passive-aggressive.
That's how we were taught
yes.
in America.
I make rape jokes.
So in another...
That's aggressive-aggressive.
In another thing that didn't come back, like, Homer has a trick back, which
never... Oh, yeah.
If he did,
canonically
he just
has a trick back.
Yeah, laid up forever.
I do love the joke of Homer going crazy. To like, I like to play with you.
I like to play with you.
And the dog, the cat, and Maggie just falling asleep on top of it. I like that joke.
It's very observational.
It did happen to my dog pushed a laundry basket over in one of my favorite adult action figures that I bought. Excuse me. I bought as like a 17-year-old because ironically I thought it was hilarious. The basket fell atop my talking Master P doll.
Okay, I was waiting for you to reveal who it would be.
Wow. And Master P said one thing, and it was, na 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 na, and then I get home like 2 days later and says,
It was like my mom had an old Mickey Mouse toy that it was just like, you're my best friend. Like after like 30 years of being pulled.
Yeah, I love you. Stare into the darkness,
Mom. I think I had a Spider-Man that was like that too. I did have a... Oh, I also did... I said that is such an oldie time thing that Bart, where does Bart find the cherry bomb? In an old cigar box. Which,
yeah, I kept things in cigar boxes.
And I thought this...
My dad gave me a cigar box once saying, hey, kids used to keep things in these. You should do that too. And I did do it, but I did it in a retro way, I guess.
So just put Jacks in there. And...
But Homer even makes a remark to the effect that like, that old gag. Bart flushes a cherry bomb down the toilet that then explodes onto Agnes Skinner that we heard briefly.
I made a note that said, like, is that why she's so angry? Because of that injury? It changed her personality?
It just gave her crippling, like, spine damage or something.
It could have, but like, man, have you ever, like, heard from anybody who flushed a firework down the toilet?
No,
like, it's really... I don't know. Like I'm such an adult now. Like I'm imagining like the inside of a pipe shattering in a multi-story building.
It would
building.
Do thousands of dollars.
It
a
would
damage.
Be crazy, and you would never be able to fix it. And well, like, but I think kids. I think we tried to do it. It never worked. Though.
I think I wrote that. Well, I wrote like Bart would either be shot by a cop or arrested for this in 2015. Just like
Trayvon Barton. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, I mean, he's yellow, so I don't know what would happen.
Well, and also, Bart actually did something wrong as opposed to
walking down the street.
But I love like Skittles. So Skinner's had enough. Homer's parents are Bart's parents are already pissed at him. So Skinner comes up with a plan.
Homer, Principal Skinner's here.
Oh, hello, Principal Skinner. I'd get up if the boy crippled me.
Mm-hmm. I understand completely. The disturbing incident I'm referring to happened this morning when your son flushed an explosive device down the boy's lavatory.
That old gay.
Unfortunately, at the same moment, my mother was in the girls' lavatory making use of the facilities.
Oh, dear.
Mr. and Mrs. Simpson, we have transcended incorrigible. I don't think suspension or expulsion will do the trick. I think it behooves us all to consider deportation.
Deportation? You mean kick Bart out of the country?
Yeah, hear him out, Mark.
I learned what deportation means by this episode.
Yeah, I think me too, yeah.
And I learned I had never in my life heard of Albania.
No.
And the whole thing won't cost you a dime as long as you're willing to take in a student of your own.
Wait a minute, Skinner. How do we know some principal over in France isn't pulling the same scam you are?
Well, for one thing, you wouldn't be getting a French boy. You would be getting an Albanian.
You mean all white with pink eyes?
No. A student from Albania.
My mom explained that albino joke to me, too. I didn't know what an albino was.
I had to learn what I almost said albina.
Albania
was, and albinos in the same episode.
In the same sentence? Mm-hmm.
That's where Jim Belushi
That's what they said,
from.
Yeah. Yes. It was a tribute to just Jim Belushi, though I guess the whole Belushi family. The Belushi is from there. John Belushi, the worst. But
I still use the term the Leck as a joke. Like
the Leck.
As a currency.
Give me the old stars and stripes. That is America right there.
I'm kicking myself for not getting a clip of that.
But also, I felt like they picked Albania to be different. Like the script would work exactly the same if he was just a Russian.
Yeah, the specificity of the joke was funny, even though there's nothing strictly Albanian about the character. No, yeah,
except they speak the language. They mentioned
their primary export is furious political thought.
Then they make a comment that George Meyer mentioned that on the commentary too. That it was Sam Simon who was a real stickler for that stuff. How in this episode. The Albanian, like, the French characters should definitely speak French. Them speaking a language Bart doesn't understand is a plot point, so they need to speak real French. But oppositely, with the Albanian characters, they didn't need to speak the language.
No,
but
of course
not. They are. They're in that one little scene.
There's a lot of scenes in this episode of characters speaking something other than English but not being subtitled.
Yeah,
a lot of that works in favor of Bart's story because he can't understand them. But with the Albanian characters, when Adil, who is the exchange student, is being sent off... Do we know what is being said to him? I don't recall there being subtitles there.
No, it was not subtitled. Yeah. I guess you were just supposed to assume they were saying the exact same thing Homer and Marge said to Bart when he left. By the way, I looked this up. So the point is that Albania is an enemy nation because it is part of the USSR at the point, or it's actually like the socialist country of Albania. And within 2 years of this episode, it was no longer, like, it had been dissolved. It was no longer a socialist country.
But does Albania still exist?
There is still an Albania. It just isn't, it's a member of NATO. It's not an enemy of America.
Thank God.
They're not trying to steal nuclear secrets
from us. I thought the most dated thing about the episode is how many times the Simpsons stand on a fucking U.S. airport tarmac.
Jeez, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Standing on a tarmac.
I had that experience while transferring on a flight in Germany where I was... We were bused to another plane, had to get out and climb stairs, and I realized it had been like 20 years since I stood on the tarmac.
I did that the first time I landed in Japan 4 years ago. I did that and walked out onto the tarmac and got in like a little people mover.
A puddle.
And I thought, I've never done this.
I've only seen the president and the Beatles get on and off planes like that. So.
And that's 9/11 has done the most damage to... arrival flight scenes. Like, yeah. There's almost nowhere to put the family.
I gotta run to the... I gotta stop you from getting on that plane.
No, I can't. I can't park here for more than 2 minutes.
I would say it's made romantic comedies better because they can't do that now. It's like, this story takes place on September 9th.
I've mentioned this before, but blowing through the Seinfeld's on Hulu, about half the episode starts with somebody picking someone up for an airport in ways you can no longer do.
On the very underrated sitcom Happy Endings, there's a joke where a character is chasing another character to the airport. Mm-hmm. And so they stop outside the airport, and the guy says, "You can't park here." And then the guy says, "No, well, all right, keep it." And he throws the keys at him. And then the cop says, "No, you can't do that." And he just tackles him, and he's arrested. And they're like, "No, you literally can't leave a car here. I don't care if you say I can keep it.
Everything's a bomb."
They had an accurate Albanian flag too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would love Skinner's opinion on how to deal with an Albanian president.
Yeah,
presence in Springfield.
That is a great presentation.
Peculiar. Some find his accent peculiar. Certain aspects of his culture may seem absurd, perhaps even offensive. But I urge you all to give Little Adil the benefit of the doubt. In this way, and only in this way, can we hope to better understand our backward neighbors throughout the world.
I love that. Our backward neighbors.
So I like that. Let's talk about Adil first before we go to France, I guess.
Yeah.
But I liked all the Adil exchanges that they allowed for this kind of, it really felt subversive, the discussion of America, like capitalism versus communism.
Dude, I definitely captured a clip. I don't know. It's like the most I think the Simpsons have ever said overtly about capitalism.
Yeah.
How can you defend a country where 5% of the people control 95% of the wealth?
I'm defending a country where people can think and act and worship any way they want.
Cannot.
Can too.
Cannot.
Can too.
Please, kids, stop fighting. Maybe Lisa's right about America being the land of opportunity, and maybe Adil has a point about the machinery of capitalism being oiled with the blood of the workers.
That is my play the line of the show thing.
I'm glad
that is my line of the show.
I'm saving the line of the show for the end.
Okay,
it is inarguably the best. I got
but
it.
Number one, what a great time when 5% only as much as 5% of the people own 95% of the wealth.
Yeah,
not 0.75% owning 99.25% of the wealth.
Yeah, things have changed.
That
certainly
shows you how much things have changed. I definitely, as a kid, that knocking of capitalism, I totally did not get that as a
kid. Same here.
Sailed over my head like a Charlie Brown baseball.
Well, same with, like, why, who cares who takes pictures at a nuclear facility?
I love that because I think that, I don't know, would we still, are we back, are we, have we turned around on nuclear power? Like, we're
well,
okay
no,
with
I mean,
it?
They could do that scene now with, like, the character would just be Iranian or North Korean or something.
Yeah.
An enemy country of ours that we don't want to have nuclear secrets.
I do, yes.
The joke still works.
So, I do love this clip, though. Wait, I should set it up.
Do you think I might online. See your...
I love this clip. This is where, what's his name? The kid's name?
Adil.
Adil. Yeah. Suckers his Homer into taking him to the nuclear power plant and just starts taking pictures. And I just love this exchange. And we finally hear Lenny with the proper voice.
Thank God.
Dad, do you think I might see your plutonium isolation module?
Maybe. Hold on a second. Hey, Lenny. Hmm? Does this place have one of those plutonium isolation deals?
Yeah, over in Sector 12.
Sector 12?
Third floor, by the candy machines.
Oh, that's Sector 12. Come along, Adil.
Clearly fit for his job.
That's I also like that Adil. I don't know. Oh, that scene with Adil in bed being tucked in by Homer. That scene feels almost exactly like Homer and Pepe. Like, I mean, that's Pepe's
that, yeah.
voice, even.
Yeah, it is Pepe's voice, too. Just like a slightly different accent. Yeah, Tress McNeil.
No, I mean, back. Yeah. And so I like that a lot
Sparrow.
About Pepe.
I know him as Sparrow.
And what was another good one with Adil? I did like that. I like the exchange at the end, mm-hmm. the like them just being these tired old spies.
God, yes.
Passing
and
each
they're
other.
Like both 8, 10 years old.
He gets caught, but they trade him for a U.S. agent in a station in Albania who's also a child. With the hair on The Simpsons that never came back. The
no,
ones that, are,
that kid looks too much like Bart. Yeah, like, I can't believe that kid got to
glasses.
Be there.
The flesh-colored hair.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's,
meanwhile, Bart goes to...
France.
I thought
this was a trick question.
I have written in my notes, which is where the naked ladies dance.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. I did get, as
and
a
there's
kid,
a hole in the wall
yes.
where the men can see it all.
Most of it. Yeah. Things, times have changed.
As a kid, I didn't get that those scenes were parodying. I didn't get that those parts where Bart is driving through classic French paintings.
Yeah.
I didn't get that those were classic French painting, but I did notice that nude women were like in two of them. And that intrigued me as a kid, I guess, because you didn't see that on TV.
And another good instance of Bart just singing.
Yeah. La 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 da da.
I love it's it when Bart sings.
Song.
Yeah. Okay. And so I was talking about this with Bob before. Until reading the trivia on it, I had never heard of the two-part film that this pretty much they lift directly from.
And they don't mention this in the commentary at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? I don't know
it's Magnon of the Spring.
Yeah.
And so what? They stole the plot from
it was a 1986 film. But, well, Bob, maybe you know more about
it. I just read a brief synopsis, and the characters of César and Hugolin, the two...
Anne Maurice?
What's that?
Anne Maurice?
Well, not Maurice. not the
donkey.
Donkey
yes.
No.
Who, again, steals his lucky red hat. Their lucky red hat is so present this season.
There's unlimited supply of lucky red hats. But the two characters are kind of based on the characters of that movie where they're kind of like these, like... These kind of like filthy, like lower class, like abusive characters that run a business, but they're also manipulating someone.
That's all
I'll say about the movie, but it is sort of loosely based on just sort of like how Radio Bart is based on the movie Ace in the Hole. Their strategy, and they said this before, like steal from obscure things.
Yeah.
And then you'll get away with it. And I think that's what they did with this because they don't remember it for the commentary.
No, and also that. If you guess that Gérard Depardieu is in that film, yes, he is.
Oh, of course he has
come
to
from
be.
France?
A French film in the 80s, Gérard Depardieu.
That's before he was shitting on like drink carts at airplanes, right?
yeah, so the film, and I mean, when I watched the trailer too, I was like, okay, it's in the countryside. It stars a nymphette, a beautiful nymphette is the main character.
Instead of Bart.
her coming of age, like, it's sort of a coming of age story, but it's also her. It's based on a very popular French novel at the time.
Yeah, I think instead of a winery, it's like a place that sells flowers, and they killed her dad through some
stole,
means.
And they're trying to take it from her, her inheritance, and she has to prove, she then proves that they stole it from her or whatever. And so, I don't know. I don't feel like watching it because it feels like a parody, like something SNL would have parodied back in the day. It feels cornball in a way.
I don't know if it's Remember Today, but there's your trivia. I mean, go out and Skype. Go out and iTunes it? I don't know where you find this.
I don't know where
you're saying. I feel like I could write a show now if all it is stealing from obscure crap nobody else likes.
Yeah, things are less obscure now, though.
That's not true. If I do a base one of the Simpsons episode, they travel around the world in hot air balloons, delivering dolls filled with diamonds.
Billy and the Clonosaurus.
Billy and the Clonosaurus.
So I don't know much about French, but isn't Chateau Maison just like house?
That's the joke.
Wait,
Chris, don't you have your sound effect for that?
Oh, I do.
That's the joke.
That's the joke.
That's right, Henry. Chateau Maison does mean house.
Okay, cool.
That's not the best official, line, though. According to me. Because I have to burn through these because I have to run in a second. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. Well, I like that Bart. I love Bart learning French. I absolutely love this scene.
Yeah.
I am so stupid. Anybody could have learned this dumb language by now. Here I've listened to nothing but French for the past 2 mois. Et je ne sais pas un mot. Eh! Mais je parle français maintenant. Incroyable!
But my line, I don't want to skip ahead, but I just have to run out of the room for a second.
That's cool.
Got a call. But this is my line of the show.
That's the joke.
I love it.
So basically, I met one nice French person.
Yeah, that was my line of the show. There weren't a lot of really great one-liners.
But they're all subtitled.
Yeah, I guess
so. I love the way those guys talk.
Yeah.
This is a very... The wine, this is a very serious crime in French.
Yes. I didn't get that was a joke until I watched it this time. Like, the cop doesn't care that much until he finds that the wine is being poisoned.
So that's also based on a real-life thing that... There was antifreeze in the wine in France, and it was a big scandal in France, but they didn't intentionally put antifreeze in the wine. That's the difference. It was an accident that antifreeze got in the wine.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
I thought it was just a way to make it taste like more full body without aging
it. Yes, yeah.
Well,
apparently, that was according to the commentary that they said
weird.
That they didn't know that. And that was something else, too, that a deal... Does the first ever finger tap together.
Excellent.
Does it before Burns ever does it.
Mr. Burns says excellent, but
he does
it's not
excellent.
It's not like the tending of the fingers and drawing it out. Yeah.
Which is exactly what Adil does. And as they say on the commentary, George Meyer says he got it from Jim Downey, who has been like, or at least for a very long time, was head writer at SNL and wrote a bunch of different places. And that Jim Downey would... in a arched way, tap his fingers together and go, excellent.
I wonder if he gets character payments for Mr. Burns.
Oh, he should demand
or a deal or whatever.
Jim Downey needs to demand that stuff.
This episode is pretty dark, though. Like, it's one of those ones that in reruns it was hard to watch because it is just Bart being abused with not any real jokes to
it. I think that's why I didn't rewatch it a lot as a kid because I... Like Chris has said before on the show, as a kid, I projected so much of myself into Bart, too.
Yeah, me too.
So watching Bart suffer for such a long time, it's just a bummer.
Like, I don't think he's ever hit, but he's just humiliated, emotionally abused, forced to work, like starved. Like, they don't go as far as having the characters hit him, which I think is a good choice. Yeah.
As a kid, the part that made me the saddest was when they just steal all his stuff. They're just like, oh, cool, we're rich.
We can sell this, yeah.
Yeah. And... that was another note. I actually did like the bit where they just test the antifreeze on Bart.
Oh, yeah. It's like, are you blind?
Like, yeah. Yeah. And they just move his hands like, he sees well enough. Send him in town to buy more antifreeze. And also Bart's reaction to like, I don't want to drink it. He says, it is normal for kids to drink wine in France. He's like, but there's antifreeze in it. Drink it.
Yeah. Bart drinks an entire, like, coffee mug full of wine, and he's,
no
like,
reaction.
Totally fine. Like, that would just floor a 10-year-old who's never drank before. He just, like, would get super drunk and pass out.
So when was that policeman? Is that a gendarme? The police?
I think that's what the title is, yeah.
Yeah. Is he giving him marzipan? What is the... That's what I assumed it was. That I
he just says
bonbon,
which is a stick generic term for candy. Okay. I don't know what it's like. It's like a really bad season one like prop where you can't tell what it is.
When I see, when I think of European candy, I think of marzipan first because I'm like, eh, what would I not want to eat? Marzipan. That's
at least
number
it wasn't
one.
Like salted or anything like that.
Well, though I will say not to sound like I'm dumping on European candy, I would eat a stick of marzipan before I would eat. Candy corn or
actually,
black licorice. That's my least favorite American
circus
candy.
Peanuts are See, up there for
circus
me.
Circus peanuts are pretty bad too. They are pretty awful.
I feel like you need something to break them down first before you eat them.
Yeah.
But
and also, oh, and Bart completely forgot his ability to speak French. After
exactly.
this episode, it never came back.
Well, he never needed to use it. There are no French people in
I guess.
In Springfield. Is there another French character besides Jacques?
Jeez. No, oh, actually, yeah, that's how bad French is there, that they had to hire groundskeeper Willie to teach French.
Right.
Bonjour, you cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
Oh, that's a great
which
line.
Gave the right, like 10 years later, the right was able to just steal surrender monkeys from The Simpsons. Which
Even
was,
though it was a satirical line, he didn't
it. Was
mean
a
it.
Joke about people... hating French people more than they should.
Right.
Oh, also, they gloss over it so quickly. Bart becomes a huge, famous person in France. He's on the cover of their Newsweek.
My problem is, like, do the Simpsons know what happened to him? They're just happy to see him, but I don't think they know what happened, and I don't know if he's... And like, okay, so another thing
Bart's
is...
Bart's story is that... is. As far as the story Bart told them, they didn't. He didn't tell them that story either.
It's weird that he wouldn't just to get more pity out of them. I mean, there wasn't enough time, really. But my question is, like, why isn't Principal Skinner in jail? Mm-hmm. And, like, do you think Principal Skinner arranged this so Bart would be, like, abused? That's what I was thinking this time. Like,
I didn't think of that.
How did these two guys get him? I feel like maybe there's something sinister with Skinner behind the scenes. Like, they didn't play it up too much, but...
I think Bart was almost given like the Legion of Honor or something like that. He's given a medal.
Something's being pinned to him.
Yeah, it's a lot they give him there. And I did like Lisa's line, his first unselfish act.
That was good. It did feel 80 yard, but it was fine.
Yeah. And Maggie has a red balloon. Duh.
Yeah.
It's like, these are the three references Americans know about French cinema. The Red Balloon, and I guess because it was like only 3 years old at the time, Maman of the Spring.
That was the French movie they didn't rip off, the Red Balloon, for this episode.
And also, back to a deal real quick. I liked the bit with Homer. When Homer talks to the agent, he says, like, I'm his neighbor, what'd he do? And the agent just shares everything about their investigation. Like, well, I can't, it's classified. Now I'll tell you. It's this stuff.
I think, like, in a later episode, we'd see, like, more interplay with Flanders being friendly to the people about to raid his house. Was that Flanders' house that they
were
around?
Well, he said it was his neighbor, but it looked like Flanders' house was behind them in the
shot. I couldn't
tell,
yeah.
But technically, it should have been Flanders' house, and they'd have gotten humor out of that.
Yeah.
Totally.
There was, like, a joke missing, I think.
Yeah, but they didn't know to do anything. Like, Flanders basically, I think he appears in maybe three episodes this season.
Yeah, the Christmas one, the camping one, and God.
Is it really just those two?
It might be it.
Because I don't think he appears in Babysitter Bandit either, and we're kind of near the end here. And he's deaf. Oh, no, I bet he's in the crowd in Telltale Head. He must be.
Oh,
right?
Weird. I don't remember him.
But
maybe you guys can tell us in the comments.
I think that's... Oh, yeah, my last note on the episode is that I felt it was, for season one Homer, too stupid. They crossed the line of too stupid that says some idiot put a cork in the bottle. Like, Homer is too stupid to know a lot of things, even in season one. But he knows alcohol, and he know how to get wine out of a wine bottle.
I think in an episode prior to this, he like uncorked champagne or something.
Yeah,
there's like a scene. I think it actually is the Babysitter Bandit one. But yeah, that is kind of stupid. We're gonna see Homer get a lot stupider. I mean, that feels like a stock idiot line. Like, what's the number for 911? Which is something he says later. Which is like just like write a stupid line and they hammer it out.
Just hand a dumb line to Homer. So this was an all right episode. I think they got to flex the artists, the directors and animators got to flex their muscle a lot, drawing being in France and all these different things. And I have to say, I guess it was Shearer and Castellaneta, they did really good. Maybe it was just learned phonetically, but their French wasn't bad.
I took French for 5 years, and I'm sure French speakers out there will tell me I'm wrong, but it sounded reasonably good.
Well, then, I guess, is Bart complete forgetting of French after learning it? Is that a similar situation?
That's what happened to me, but I was never fluent like Bart. Okay. I learned enough to pass my classes and get out of grad school. So
Do you think if they threw you onto the streets of Paris for like 3 months, would you learn French?
I could ask to go to the bathroom. I could tell people how old I was.
Actually, I guess you'd be fine because most of them would speak English. They wouldn't be happy about it.
I just come in with a flag, like, I'm an American. Yeah, you have
American,
to listen to me.
You'd wear a Star Spangled Banner shirt, like, hey, come on, like, Frenchie.
I saved your butt in World War II. Come on, let's get over here.
Get with the moose already.
So Chris has abandoned us. I think he was flown off to, I think he was deported.
He got deported too.
Yeah, so we should wrap up, I guess. This has been Talking Simpsons. You can find me, your host, Bob Mackie, on Twitter as Bob Serbo. I also do the classic gaming podcast, Retronauts, so check that out every week. It's great, and please read my stuff at US Gamer. It helps me eat and stay employed and be in an apartment, and I like that.
We all like that.
Yeah,
and
it's fun.
Follow me on Twitter, HANEREYG, and at Cantista. And again, hey, thanks for your patronage, guys, on patreon.com.
Yeah, thanks so much. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode.